Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. God is great. God is great and greatly to be praised. Glory, glory to his name. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is great and is greatly to be praised. Glory, glory to his name. God is great and greatly to be praised. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. I will bow before his majesty. I will lift my hands to thee. God is great and greatly to be praised. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Come on and bow before his majesty. I will bow before his majesty. I will lift my hands to thee, 'cause God is great and greatly to be praised. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we see how great is our God. Names above all names, worthy of our praise. And our heart will sing how great is our God. Names above all names, worthy of our praise, and our heart will sing how great is our God, and our heart will sing how great is our God. Hallelujah, our God is great. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. We declare your greatness today. You are our King. We magnify you today. We come before you singing hallelujah. How do you respond to someone who's done everything for you? Tell them how great he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You give life. Hallelujah. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great, great are you, Lord. Is your breath, hallelujah, in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. Is your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Oh, great, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Hallelujah. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. And here is my worship, hallelujah, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy. Oh, glory! And no one can worship you for me. Oh, for all the things you've done for me. No one can worship you for me. You, Lord, you are worthy. And no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me. Oh, no one can worship you for me. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. You, Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Rosalyn, and thank you for bringing us in this morning in praise of worship, praise and worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome on behalf of Dr. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome you. And I want to also thank our newest team member, Minister Simone, for greeting our family this morning and just taking those shout-outs and giving us all those scripture verses. You are just a blessing to us, and we do welcome you. Well, this call, the Master's Call, was founded by Dr. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon on October 25th, 2010. We have a scripture verse we stand on, and that's found in Psalm 88, 13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, which is themasterscall.net, and I'm telling you, my family, you can go there and hear all the messages that have been archived since the inception of this call, as well as the bio of all of our speakers. Now, every single year, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, puts on Dr. Vanessa's heart a theme. And our theme for 2022, yay, is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will be continually experienced restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. And that can be found in Isaiah 1, verses 19 through 20. Now, as you know, we put out an invitation every morning that we meet that we would love for you to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Simone do, as a host, as I'm doing, or perhaps God has given you a word to share, or just maybe he has given you the gift of doing praise and worship. Well, you know what? In order to do any of those things, feel free, and we welcome you to submit your info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, the thing that brought us all together was this company called Artist Life that was established by the D.H. de Leon family over 33 years ago. And in order to find out more about the product and the opportunity, you can get with someone who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to share all that information with you. Now, the morning motivational call is held immediately following this call every Monday through Friday morning. And it's led by a team of great leaders giving you vital information about the benefits of artist life and the opportunity. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. We also have a bypass number so that you will not have to pay to access the call, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Well, today on that call is, in the morning, motivational call, Candida Mosley is the host, and today is Testimonial Tuesday. Well, the fast will start on tomorrow. And the directives for the fast, you can go to the website and read the directives for the day. And if you want an accountability partner, please text, do not call, but please text Dr. Nicola Roberts at 586-747-8000. Again, 586-747-8000. And she will give you your accountability partner. Well, I believe I have done all the announcements, and so I am going to pray. And I first I want to introduce our speaker for this morning. And the speaker is none other than our beloved Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. And she holds a certificate in Christian education from the New York Theological Seminary. She is a graduate of the New York Police Department, Citizens Police, and she entered the political arena in 2006. So we're just so excited to hear our sister bring the word after I pray for us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning with humble hearts. So thankful for this day that you have made. So thankful for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we lift up this master's call to you. We lift up each and every family member to you. Father, we thank you for getting us up in our right minds with full activity of our limbs. Now, God, we ask you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, for you said in your word that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. So we thank you for that precious promise. Now, Lord, as Minister Cynthia comes to bring the word, we ask that you use her mightily, all of you and none of her. God, that she brings the word just like you gave it to her. And God, that it will be a blessing to all of us. Father, we pray that we will take it today and not only let it just reside in our hearts and in our spirits, God, but we share it with someone else. Father, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus off this call. He or none of his cohorts has any place because they are not welcome. You have given us the authority to crush them, to trample them under our feet, and we do that with the word of God. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you all the glory because it belongs to you. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Good morning, Minister Willa. We so appreciate you, and thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I'm trying to see where you get that information from, but it's all good. Good morning, Master Call family, friends, and guests. This is a joyful morning. I am so glad to be on this call this morning. I'm just excited this morning. Thank God for another day. And I want to thank you, Minister Roslyn, for that praise and worship this morning. How great is our God? Hallelujah. How great is our God? And I want to thank you, Minister Simone, our new greeter this morning. We thank you so much. Yes, you had the scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We so appreciate you. Well, I want to say this morning, I'm excited this morning and praising God for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. McCullough Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wesley, for keeping us focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you so much. Thank you for that. And I want to also give praise to the Diaz de Leon family, every Diaz de Leon family, for sharing artists' life with us worldwide to keep us healthy and connected. That's how so many of us is here this morning on this call. And I can't leave that staff out. I so appreciate them. They are very helpful to keep us, our products, moving to our homes. And today, my subject this morning, it's something that you see your name on that text. You're like, what? I was like, what? Well, I had to make some changes this morning. My subject today is put your spiritual armor. Put on your spiritual armor. Do not go outside without it. I'm telling you now. Put on your spiritual armor. And I'm just thanking God for we get ready to go on the fast and praying. So that's why you have to put on your spiritual armor. So we thank Dr. Pakola for heading that up. We appreciate her so much. So my thing this morning, because I just had to, it's just something, you know, what happened. You have one subject, but something deep down in your heart make you think about something else. God brings it to you, you know. Well, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, God just brings, and I just thought that was a pivot today. Put on your spiritual armor. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy 2 and 4, the symbols of Christians' loyalty to Jesus Christ. The command of Christ living a life of single-minded allegation to him. Amen? Amen. You have to put on your spiritual armor because the devil don't fight fair. Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon said that all the time, and I couldn't understand it, but it come clearly now. Let me pray. Dear God, thank you for teaching us to put on our full armor of God in your word. Help us to carve out the time each day to put on our armor. Amen. Put on your armor. Do not go outside without it. Sometimes I used to be in a rush trying to get somewhere. I pray, but I said you got to be still and know that God is he's still in the blessing business, no matter what, because Satan is not playing fair out there. He's ready to knock you down. So if you're not booted up and prayed up and all that, hallelujah, you get caught off track. So put on your spiritual armor. Since we are engaged in a spiritual battle, it is wise to be acquainted with the armor of God, which secure your safety, allow you to withstand the attacks of the enemy in the evil days. These are some evil days. Being in the South, we was always, my grandmother always taught us to love, care, and share about people. But when you come to this big city of New York, that's got to put on the other side, but you still keep it inside of you because that's the way you was raised. You don't understand anything else. So that's why as I started to read and put on your spiritual armor, I said, oh, this is real. This is so real. This is not a playing matter here. Finally, be strong in the Lord and strength of his mighty. Put on your full armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the scheming of the devil. The devil don't fight fair, for our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against his rules, against the power, against the worldly forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness is in heavenly places. That's why you have to put on spiritual armor. Put on your spiritual armor when you go anywhere. Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you will be able to resist the devil every day. Not some days, every day. And have a doing everything you can stand and firmly. Stand from therefore having a grid of your joints with truth. Having put on the breastplate of the righteousness. And having your feet with the preparation of gospel of peace. In addition to all that, take up the shield of the faith with which you will be able to extend all the flaming around you on the evil days, the evil one. And take a helm of his salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have to put on your spiritual armor. With a prayer and petition, prayer changes things. Oh, Lord, yes, it does in the spiritual world, which this is the view. Be alert. Let me say that again. Be alert with the preservation of petition for all of our saints. Because if you put on your spiritual armor, you can take on anything, because sometimes things get in on you, and you and I, let me just go back transparent, let me do me, I have to go and I have to read certain songs to keep me moving, because if you let things get in your mind, then you got to say, you know what, God, let me take a step back and put on my spiritual armor for me to go forward, because Satan got something for me. He going to trip me up if I'm not ready, if I don't have it, if I don't put on my spiritual armor, I get caught up in, I'm getting upset. When you get upset, you lose the control. So you just have to stay and just, sometimes I just look at people. They don't understand. They say, oh, Melissa Cox is not speaking, or she ain't saying nothing. I'm just watching now, because I used to be always, I was always having a conversation. I'm always smiling and laughing. And my sister is the opposite. She observed people, and I was just always, she said, when did you meet them people? I said, just now. And I'm just, that's me. I never thought about you have to put on your spiritual armor, because everybody, it's not for you. You might think they are, but they're not. So that's why I had to keep on my spiritual, put on my spiritual armor now, in 2022. You have to have it. I started out a long time ago. I know I had to serve God. And I looked at the armor described in Ephesians 6 is compared to us as a Roman soldier. A common complaint of the soldiers that the armor was very heavy. Without the proper exercise, did we hear that? Proper exercise, this discipline and the armor can wait and would cause the soldiers to lay his side and leave him undisciplined for the battle, unprotected from the enemy. So that's why you have to put on your spiritual armor, because there is something out here ready to take you off of your game. And so, you know, you have to, some people are always doing things, and you, maybe you are smiling. I smile a lot. Yes, that's in my DNA. I'm always going to smile because I have nothing inside of me, because I'm already, what they say, booted up and with God. So I'm not worried like that. So I'm saying your spiritual armor fulfills the same function and the spirit of the physical armor fulfills the Roman soldier. You are called to walk with Christ daily. Let me say that again. You are called to walk with Christ daily, not sometimes. You have to be ready in and out of season and be on your spiritual, put on your spiritual armor, because Satan is not going to play fair. He see you, see this, what we at now in our space with this new variant, people are, what I want to say, they are getting depressed and we are staying home. I've been in my house since last week and I'm just happy. So I have my armor on because I'm not without God. So if you take the time to praise him, be with him, then you won't have this time. You have your, I say, written space in my head. God is in my mind. I'm saying, that's why I said I have to put on my spiritual armor to move forward in this world. You must be disciplined. Not only put on your armor, put also weary your weapons of battle against the forces of darkness. Hallelujah. The force of God. Your armor is on to be defensive against the strategy of the devil, to protect you from assault. The sword of the Spirit, God's word, is powerful. Hallelujah. It is an offensive weapon. It's attack, overpower, and putting the soil of the power of darkness. Because people, this is sometimes people don't have what you have, or they sometimes they say, oh, so-and-so think they better. No, I'm walking with God. That's how bad it is. If you walk with him, you don't have to worry about saying those words, because God is with you. He knows your heart. He knows what you do. If you put on your spiritual armor, you can walk with your head steady, walking proudly, because you know God got your back. Hallelujah. The lack of exercise and discipline will leave you open to assault. Amen? Therefore, be diligent as a soldier of God's army, always wearing your armor and ready to be in for battle. That's why you got to put on your spiritual armor. I thank God put on your spiritual armor because you have to be ready for God. You have to be ready for the forces of the world out here. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on God. Keep the mind of Roman soldiers was expected to be full of servant, to condemn. But Paul referred to the writer of Timothy, no soldier in active and service obtained himself of the affairs of everyday life that may be pleasing to one or to enlist him as a soldier. I said 2 Timothy 2:4. The summons of Christian loyalty to Jesus is to command in Christ, living a life of single-minded allegation of him. Amen. So put on your spiritual armor and you can move through this world right now, because God is not through with us. And see, we got the second wave of what's coming at us. I said, one of my friends shared with me on this call Sunday, she said some black birds came over our house
and she could understand it. But we got news last evening that they went to an event and got COVID. I like, someone tested positive for COVID. And I tried to figure it out. God said, don't worry, the blackbirds, I didn't know what that means, the blackbirds. She said it was blackbirds all around her home. I like, wow, what signal is that? I couldn't understand it. But last night we got that. But we're praying for her, Sister Fletcher. So God is in the blessing. Well, that's why you have to put on your spiritual armor. Romans 13:12 and says in 14 days, therefore let us lay aside at the side of the darkness. Put on the armor of light. Can you say that again? Put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ was spiritual armor in reality. The Lord Jesus Christ, he want us to stay focused on him. That's why we having so many things right now, things that is getting us down. But if we stay focused on God and put on our spiritual armor, we'll be okay. He wants you to be defended by clothing himself. You walk totally and secure when you walk daily and covered in Jesus Christ. You're unlikely to convince the armor. Your spiritual armor should never be taken off. Amen? It never should be taken off. You got to go anywhere you go outside, wherever you go, put on your spiritual armor. The following reason you need to daily to put on your spiritual armor is to help you to stand against the schemes of the devil, number one. Two is to keep you strong in the Lord and the power of his mighty. Number two, enable you to resist the evil days of the enemy's attack. Amen. And four says, secure your faith, your safety, and repel the enemy. Five says, accomplish the Father's will. We want to put on our spiritual armor. We want to stay focused on God. As I looked at, as I went through this thing and I was saying, I was reading information on the spiritual armor. So it says, let us stay focused on God. Let us not get distracted. Things always going to happen. Something's going to come at you. But if you consider the pure joy of my brothers and sisters, when you face the trials of many kinds, amen, because you know the test of your faith produces perseverance. Let the perseverance finish that work that you will be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen. If any one of you lacking wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of sea blowing and tossing in the wind. Person says that you should expect receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is doubt-minded, unstable at all they do. So you got to be humble. Believe. We got to believe. Hallelujah. That's what it says. I said, put on your spiritual armor, because there is a God. He sits high. He looks low. He sees everything all the time. You can't fool nobody. You can fool some people, but you can't fool God no time. So that's why you have to put on your spiritual armor and walk proudly every day and give God all the praise, because he is in control. Hallelujah. This morning I want to come by and say to you, put on your spiritual armor and don't go without it. Like they say, boot up, go out with God. Let him guide you, because he's going to take you where you want to go. Because happy mamas, you praise God. Difficult mama, you seek him. And quiet mama, you worship. And painful mama, you trust him. And every mama, you thank God. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Willard.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
All righty then. Well, put on your spiritual armor. What a word. and I will call you back after our prayer. We go through our prayer requests and our announcements so that you can give us the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Oh, God, what a word we had. And that word is needed, particularly during the time of fasting. So, God, I pray that you continue to bless Minister Cynthia, God, that you continue to direct her footsteps, be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Continue to download the words and the messages and how she interacts with people that she comes in contact today, God. Father, we have to have that spiritual armor on because we wrestle not against principalities but against spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord. So, Father, particularly during the fast, God, we know that Satan is busy. But glory be to God, thanks be to God, you have given us the authority to put him under our feet. And that is just what we are doing, God. So for the TMC fast and all of the fasts that are going on in Jesus' name, God, we put Satan under our feet. Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you continue to touch the bereaved, oh God. Touch the bereaved families in the name of Jesus, God. Father, that you continue to touch each and every one, Lord, who stands in need of a healing. And we thank you, God, for the healings that have taken place. Thank you for touching Dr. PK's Procola Roberts' body, Lord. Father, we thank you for doing exceedingly abundantly above all that she could ever ask or think in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for touching Shar right now. We bring her before you, God, and Candy, Minister Candy, and her entire family, Lord, and all family members, Lord, who are concerned about their loved ones who may be facing some kind of a health challenge, Lord. Let them know that you said in your word that you are the God who heals. You said in your word that you want us to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. Father, we say what you say about us, and we stand on the word. God, we lift up Mother Lucille and Marie Stowers and the Conaway family. God, continue to heal their broken hearts. In the name of Jesus, oh God, just envelop them in your arms and let them feel your soothing comfort and your soothing love and your protection. Father, we lift up the Tracy Towers right now. God, we lift up Maddie and Moses and Dr. Blackwood, Lord, who is struggling, Lord, from various health issues. We lift up Jackie and Patricia and Freddie and Diana and Cousin Arlena and Apostle Lawrence Brad's family, Lord. We lift up Roberta Roberts' family, Lord. Roberta's family, Lord. And Father, we just ask, I said, to touch the bereaved. Touch them, God. And let them know that when their loved one transitions, those who are in Christ are now with you. God, we lift up all those who have been faced with COVID challenges, Lord. God, just do what you need to do in the name of Jesus. God, that this virus will no longer be with us. Oh, God, we just ask that you do what you need to do. Father, we give you praise, and we call it done. Touch the minds and the hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, you're going to want to go back and hear this message that Minister Cynthia brought to us this morning, this powerful message. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pen code is 957-677-pound. Remember, the fast starts on tomorrow, and in order to get an accountability partner, you can call Dr. Pecola Roberts at 586-747-8000. Again, don't call her, text her, I'm sorry, do not call. Text her at 586-747-8000 because we want Dr. Pecola to get as much rest as she can get. Okay, and remember the morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the number is 294-617-pound. Again, thank you, Minister Simone, one of our newest team members, for greeting us this morning and doing such a beautiful job out the door. And Minister Rosalind, thank you for bringing us in praise and worship. Thank you, Sister Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for the powerful message you brought this morning. And as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that this Willa Peterson loves me some you. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, thank you so much, Minister Willis. I so appreciate you and all that you do, Minister Rosalind, the Simone, and the team. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning, and I'm so glad that you're able to be here. Heavenly Father, when you rely on anything other than love in my efforts to initiate change in people, I'm neglected to love you with all my heart, my mind, and my strength. I choose today to exchange my strength for yours. And Lord, we want to put on our spiritual armor today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go out and have a lovely day. God bless you all.